RSPNB Update, episode 114. I'll buy your shirt, mate. Hello, everybody. RSPNB Update 114 is here. We are here this week with... alphabetical order, please.
Bradley, hello. It's me.
And Matt, thanks.
Okay. And basically, we're going to try and make this show as entertaining as possible, seeing as there are no RuneScape updates this week. Maybe we should start with a little advertisement, hey? Let's check out the forums at forums.rspnb.com. If you haven't created an account, go create an account on forums.rspnb.com. It's a great amount of fun. Right, Brad?
Yes.
I was
never a convincing liar.
I didn't advertise what you thought I was going to advertise. We'll get to that
Thanks
later.
Thanks for a different book.
Yeah, well, you'll have your chance for that later, too. Okay, let's get started with one-tenth of RuneScape this week. The rest is kind of oddball stuff. But anyways, here we go.
Don't we just have the poll to talk about?
Yes, the poll. Nobody walked into it this week, but it's player-submitted polls number 4. Did you guys both vote in these?
No, but I have the results in front of me.
Okay, good. What was your first holiday item? 15% say the skeleton costume and jack-o'-lantern of Halloween 2006, which was less
so
than...
So most people started playing around 2006.
Now, I misunderstood this question. I thought it was, what was the first one did you have? So I said the Santa hat, because I have a Santa hat. But really, my first holiday item was the yo-yo that I got on my own.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I assume it would mean that you actually got from the holiday drop, not you just bought.
Yeah, I said Santa hat on that. But yo-yo was the second most, and then followed by zombie head, but... I don't know, this is really... I guess this kind of dates the RuneScape population, that good chunk of them are the majority in this poll. Not a majority, but the most of them in this poll are 15% are... haven't been around for another holiday drop since last year's Halloween costume drop.
They've barely been around one of it, and they haven't even been around a year yet.
Yeah. RuneScape is growing really, really fast.
Good for Jagex.
194,000 people playing right now.
I remember when Jagex was amazed that it was 100,000.
Yeah, I remember when 100,000 used to be lots. Don't you, Brad?
I remember... when you had all those forums on the topics on the forums, the people like, oh my god, there's 100,000 people playing.
Yeah. Okay, second question. Which of the Barrows family should be introduced into RuneScape?
Question is just weird.
I know. Me, I said Barrows dog.
I would have said none of the above.
Because there's not enough dogs in RuneScape. It's all cats and cats and cats, you know?
Cats are obviously better. Though.
I know they are, but I just think dogs need a bit more coverage.
Why would dogs need coverage?
Do you guys have either a dog or a cat?
No.
I've got a cat.
Okay.
And it's eating my foot at the moment.
Really? What color is it?
Black.
Oh, well, that's why. Okay. Brad, you still have the bird, don't you?
Yes, I have a bird.
It doesn't do much, does it?
No, it just screams.
Can it fly?
Most birds
it's a bird. It's not an ostrich or something. I don't have an ostrich in my house.
I remember you saying once that you said if you threw it out the window, it wouldn't be able to fly.
It probably wouldn't be able to fly from like a very tall height because it's been in a cage most of its life. I'm not sure it's like so adept at, you know, flying after being choked out. Why would I say that? It does sound like something I'd say though.
Yes. Yes.
Never mind, it's off topic, let's move on.
I got this recorded because you still say you did say that thing about the spreadsheet. Matthew, did
Why
you listen to the episode when we talked about iWork08 and the numbers application? Did you listen
to
that one? Did you listen to the episode about iWork and stuff?
Yeah.
Did you hear when Brad said everybody likes a good spreadsheet now and again?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I can't remember saying that.
Anyways, off topic there. Off topic. Big off topic. Next question. How many accounts do you have in RuneScape that you play regularly? 64% say one, 25% say two. Yeah, I only have one.
I don't play RuneScape regularly.
1,670 people have 5+ accounts they play regularly.
That'd just be far too confusing.
That just what the hell?
I know.
I don't see the in additional accounts anyway. So just
I have extra accounts, but I don't play them. You know, I can't divulge the names or anything though.
If you had 5 accounts at £3 a month, right? You could afford to buy World of Warcraft and pay £10 a month, in which you can have unlimited characters, and it's a better game. So
I'm guessing that these extra accounts probably aren't members.
Good point. But I do know people who have several members' accounts, which is a waste of money.
I only have one, which is enough. I've thought, like, you know, I thought of in the past creating a skill pier or something like that, you know? But I figure, what's the point? I can do it on Mr. 1288 and end up looking a lot better than some level 3, and I wouldn't be able to, you know, like, I wouldn't be able to say go visit Brad in the Abyssal space.
What?
I wouldn't be able to go visit you if you were like runecrafting.
But I wouldn't be runecrafting.
No, you would be. Okay, now I take
a threat.
What?
you would be runecrafting.
Yeah, if you played.
Yeah, okay.
Can we move on to the next one?
Which skill do you find least entertaining to train? Oh, I love the winner of this. I love the winner of this.
It has to be prayer.
No, it was farming.
I said mining.
By an overwhelming majority. Farming's on 22%.
I'm gonna talk about this.
Oh, God, please.
I'm gonna give you guys the reasoning for these results. I'm going to give you guys reasoning for this. Okay. First off, farming has 22% of the vote, 13,000 plus people. Now, the reason that's the case is because when you start off farming, you really... most people, what they do is they just plant their crops at one of the allotment patches. Catherby, most likely. That's probably the most common one. Or South Falador. And then what they do is they sit there and wait for the however long it takes for a potato to grow. I think it's like half hour or something. Then they realize they don't even get level 2 from that. So this is the waiting that really drives people away from farming.
It doesn't say which is the most... It doesn't say which is, you know, the hardest to train. It says the most boring. If you think about it, farming wouldn't be boring because you plant your seeds and then you bugger off for a bit, come back, and hey, it's growing.
Exactly. Farming was designed to be an entertaining skill to train.
Can't believe I just said something to... No, hang on a minute. It's not entertaining. You just do... You hardly do anything. You do something.
No. I'll tell you why it's entertaining.
Oh, God.
You pick a farming patch location to start at. For instance, I pick Catherby. Then I go on a round tour. I go from Catherby to Brimhaven to the Palm Tree, then to the Calquit, back through a Drogue, and then down through the Gnome Place, plant 2 palms, Spirit Tree up, other Gnome Place, palm and magic, teleport to Varrock, plant there, take the canoe to Lumbridge, teleport to Falador, plant the 2 there, and walk back to Catherby. That's a farming run. See, this is why farming is not boring to train, because you get to go and see the rest of the world. It's not a static skill like Slayer or mining, where you're just standing in one spot.
Slayer, you can move about different tasks.
Exactly, but not as much as farming.
But farming, you're going to the same old locations again and again.
No, you're not. You can do it in a different order each day. That is why I like the skill so much.
I mean, when you're mining above level 60, you'll go to the mining guild and then just stay there and not really go anywhere else unless you want something like adamant or whatever.
Exactly. That's why farming was designed to be an entertaining skill to train.
But I think it's not.
You are right, though. People, when they start off, especially, well, this is what I did, especially, when you just start off, you just go to one place and then wait, or you do something else, and
exactly.
Then you go back and fail and find that your potatoes are dead.
And you get totally discouraged from that, right?
Yeah.
But the poll does not lie.
That's because people need to understand how to do
it properly.
Exactly. So my suggestion is for Jagex to come out with a set of skill guides that tells how to train these skills.
If people aren't smart enough to figure it out for themselves, I doubt they're smart enough to go and look up a guide for it.
I really felt like I had to explain why this was like this, and why I think it's totally opposite and whatnot. That's what I had to say about this question.
What I have to say, farming sucks. Let's move on.
You just defended it not too long ago.
I know, but I didn't mean to. I didn't think about what I was going to say.
Speaking of farming, I got 96. You could see a picture on the blog at chain.rspb.com. I got 115k farming XP yesterday.
You say that like it's something to be proud of.
It is, because yeah. Most people don't.
Okay.
See, right now I'm... Let's see, average XP per day.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well...
Wait, do you track your XP, Shane?
Yes!
God.
Yes, I use Mike's perfect high score system at highscores.rspb.com.
Oh, let's see. Wow, so what, you're about four times ahead of... 3.5 times ahead of the nearest competitor.
Yes.
Does Mike like farming as well?
Yes.
Don't you wake up in the morning and think, what am I doing with my life?
No, because I am going to school in 2 weeks.
But okay. I mean, you could fill these gaps between school with much more entertaining things than farming.
I don't have anything to do. Okay, I think we should move on now to questions. That's it for RuneScape updates this week.
We strung that out as long as we could.
Yeah, okay.
25 minutes almost.
Brad reads the first question.
Okay, here are my stats. I wish people would stop referring us to forum topics. It pisses me off. I have enough reading to do as it is. Anyway, here are my stats, okay, and the way I will finish the goals. It would help if you put your goal in the question.
It looks like the goal is 99 cooking and 99 fishing.
Okay, it'll take you a long time, even doing monkfish.
How long did it take you to get 96 doing your sharkies or whatever you did?
Too long. I would say, what's his level now? 70 cooking and 68 fishing. I would say if you completely no lifed it, it would still take you about 2-3 months. Maybe doing an hour or two every day, it would probably take you, I don't know, 3/4 of a year.
Yeah, well, I could see that he worked on cooking yesterday. He got 67k XP.
That's not much. You can get 100k in an hour easily.
Yeah. And this month, let's see, you've gotten 159k fishing XP and 167k cooking XP so far in August.
How much money would I make if I sold, say, half of the fish that I caught? I have no idea, and I'm not even going to begin to
Yeah, I don't even know how much monkfish
is.
Would...
there a better way? What? No, as soon as you're high enough, monkfish.
What about Shiloh?
You would make much less money selling those, because, of course, they're harder to sell, but I would say monkfish.
Okay, then. Yeah, monkfish if you want to make something back. Okay, that was for Ben. All these name changes are finally done.
Thank God.
As the big Pokemon fan I am, what is the best Pokemon game you've ever played? From Ryan.
I don't know.
What did you play?
Red, blue, gold, silver, crystal, I think. So
you didn't
crystal,
play yellow?
Probably. Wasn't yellow? Yeah, I did play yellow. Red, blue, yellow, gold, silver, crystal.
And when did
gold?
When did crystal come out?
Crystal was like after gold and silver.
I didn't even know that existed.
Only a little bit after Gold and Silver, though. It was the same world and basically the same Pokemon and everything.
Okay. Yeah, the, I have a Silver with some stuff on it. It's not very good. My best one, I think, was Red. I don't know, it was the best one. See, that really dates me, because my best ones were Yellow and Red, sadly. So that just gives you an idea how old I am. Okay, next one. What do you think of this video from Josh? Now, a bit of a disclaimer. I have seen this on the first day that it came out.
Was it the Microsoft Surface video?
Yes.
I think it looks cool. I'd like a table. I'd like a computer with a table with a computer inside it.
$10,000.
If I had $10,000 to waste, I'd buy one.
You said you'd buy us both Audis.
No, I said if we had a question sent in from the German car makers, Audi, perhaps they'd give us free cars. I didn't say I'd buy you a car.
Oh, I thought you said you'd buy me one.
Actually, I think I'd rather have a MacBook Pro than that.
We're a Mac they Pro with nice. 8 gigabytes of RAM and a dual Xeon 3.0 gigahertz.
You can get 16 gig of RAM in now, Shane.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just...
I was playing about with the configuration options, and the most expensive one I could get was like £10,000. Whoever spends that on it...
If you can add 8 screens to it and get it at £17,000.
Wow.
Yeah, but my example with 8 gigs of RAM and the dual 3.0 gigahertz was just because Brad knows someone with one of those, and he... Yeah, well, that's a topic for a different show. Yeah, so you guys have both seen
Brad's
this video?
Personal life.
Yeah, you guys have both seen this video?
I heard you play it before we started.
Yeah, I think the Surface technology is a good thing, but this video does have a point, but... I don't know, I think that's sort of where we'll be going, but I'm not sure how that'd work for standard computing. Like, how would we play RuneScape on something like that, you know? You know what I mean?
I think multi-touch and things are very revolutionary, but something like that isn't going to get popular in any way at the moment.
Yeah, they probably got the idea from Star Trek.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, there's a documentary out there called How William Shatner Changed the World. I recommend you guys watch it.
How William Shatner blighted the world forever.
I don't know. I think that Microsoft was the first one with this kind of to demo the Surface technology, but who will be the first to actually deliver on it for home use? Apple? Maybe? Anyone?
The Apple Table Pro!
Yeah, Linux is. There's a multi-touch X server out already.
Huh. So why would a normal person need that, though?
Well, you can, like, use two mice, two cursors. I don't know, a normal person probably wouldn't use it, but
yeah.
it would be really good for some applications.
Such as, say... Picture editing?
Something like that. I mean, you could use two mice to edit the Bezier curves of vector. And stuff.
I can hook two mice up to my computer right now.
Yeah, but that would you only still have one cursor, don't you?
Oh yes, that's right. Yeah, but we could. I'm sure someone could make a driver for to add in a second cursor.
No, probably not easily. Because yeah. I mean, they had to completely redesign the X server to make it. Everyone a tech overload now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think we should save that for the next segment. So thank you, Josh. A two month nice video. But I'm done with Surface for now. Brad, next one, please.
What's the worst things, I guess he means in RuneScape. What's the worst things after gold farmers, autoers, etc.? And that's from Jan.
Piers.
I knew you were going to say that. You're so predictable. I'm going to go with farming.
I'm going to say tubes. Which
tubes.
Is
tubes?
No, YouTube. C-H-O-O-B-S. Which is people who are a high level who just act like noobs.
Shame.
I've seen a few of those. No, not me, jeez.
You are one.
No, I don't act like a noob. Explain to me how I do that. Somebody?
I can't.
Okay, see, you don't have a case for that. I'll tell you why I say peers. There was this one rant I was reading last night when I was getting rants. It was such a good laugh. 55 pages, one long run-on sentence in the first post. Basically said, why did you ruin the fire cape for Pierce? And basically, nobody supported the guy. Like,
How did they ruin the fire cape for Pierce?
Because they made monsters move sideways, apparently. Diagonal. 2 months ago.
So you can't use the blocking method?
Well, you still can, but it's not as easy.
Oh.
So, yeah. That's just funny. Anything else on that one that people don't like?
No.
Okay. If you quit RuneScape, would the site still go on from Shadow Assassin? Oh yeah, there's a good chance that would happen because we have people out there who write guides and everything. All we really need to do is do the back-end work. Huh. Right, Brad?
Back-end work, yes.
Yeah. Like back-end as in site back-end, not... You know what I mean?
Make it dirty.
Hey, he said it, not me.
I just wanted to clarify that we weren't going to have any misconceptions about what back-end work meant.
Clarify what the staff do and don't do.
Okay, that's enough of that. That was from Shadow Assassin. Moving onwards.
Formerly Kartik24.
Matt, take this one, please.
Hello, Shane, Brad, and everyone else who might be hosting this week. My sister has a desktop computer that she claims I have somehow messed up. She claims to not have any administrative access on her computer whatsoever, though I can prove for myself that she doesn't know what she is talking about. While I was compressing some files on her computer to save disk space, I found a file with my name on it. I assume it was from when I had an account on her computer, as it had no bytes of data contained within it. She did not have administrative access, as she claims, and my account did. How did she delete my account from her computer? Note, if this is not possible, just say something to the effect that my sister doesn't know her facts, blah, blah, blah. And that's from PFK99s.
Well, I think you and me both know that a limited user can't delete an admin account unless they were to come across a nice little Windows XP disk, reinstall and reformat, but that's not a likely thing as he found a file with his name on it.
Well, PFK99s.
Yes. I assume the file like said his first name, not PFK99, so.
Maybe his real name is PFK99.
No, his real name is Paul.
Oh, you know.
Yes, he told me once.
Maybe he didn't want people knowing that and you've just gone and said it. Well done.
Well, he does have it on his MSN that I saw once, so I assume it's something to get out. But anyways,
yeah, basically, his sister doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah. She's probably, what, 11, 12?
She's probably... Okay, I won't say that. That's sexist. Right,
Brad, do you ever end up deleting an account that you didn't mean to?
I have.
No, I don't. There's only two accounts on my computer, and that's mine and a guest account in case anybody wants to use my computer.
Yeah. See, I almost let I reformatted my sister's computer last time. I almost lost her iTunes library.
Does she have a big iTunes library?
A few gigabytes.
You should have deleted it anyway until it was an accident.
No, I would have had to get it back. That's how things work around here, sadly. I need to start making them sign like some kind of thing saying that I'm not responsible for any lost files or anything like that.
Well, your sister is the dominant one.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Nothing dirty.
Okay. Yeah, I
deleted my account on my old Windows 98 computer when I was 9, so...
Yeah, well, Windows 98 had practically no different layers between the users to get in. You could just click cancel to get past the login screen.
Yeah. Well, Windows 95 you could. Windows 98 was a bit more difficult.
I remember the networking one you could, but there was some secondary one. I didn't like Windows 98. Okay. My cable modem is currently connected to my PC with a USB cable, but I was looking to get a router so I could have wireless access and battle it up over over DS Wi-Fi, but to do that, I need to connect my modem to a router to my PC with an Ethernet cord. When I do, the modem sees it's connected to the computer, but the computer doesn't see that there's a modem. The little Ethernet plugs light up green when I plug in the cord, too. From Rapidash, who is also a Pokemon who was formerly known as Kelsey. So the way I understand this is that the Ethernet cable is plugged into the modem, right? And then that cable is plugged into the computer. But the computer isn't able to connect to the internet with that connected in. So any ideas on this?
I'm guessing that it would be something wrong with the Ethernet connection somewhere inside the computer. Because if it works fine with USB, it might just be a problem with the Ethernet port in the computer.
Probably. But she did send me a screenshot to go with the question on MSN, and when it was plugged in, it said it has a limited or no connectivity, so...
Well, it could be permissions set up wrongly in the modem or something. Perhaps MAC address filtering or something.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm really not... With these kind of problems, they're kind of hard to figure out unless you're actually there. So what I would suggest is if you can't get it working on your own, just call the ISP and tell them what you told us. You want to set up a router for wireless access and they'll be able to fix it. Because right now it's connected via USB. Any of you guys connected a modem through USB before?
No.
Friends one. I just use Ethernet.
Yeah, I know. I think Ethernet's faster than USB, isn't it?
In theory, no. In practice, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That was from Kelsey, who changed her name to Rapidash, which is a Pokemon. I hope you guys realize you are stuck with these names for a long, long time.
Are you going to have another week suddenly... of name-changing again, Shane?
Hmm?
No.
Are you going to have another week of name-changing again?
We haven't discussed anything on that.
No,
so
no,
chances
never,
are
ever.
That it probably won't be happening.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Next one. Brad, you can read it.
Okay. Shane, can you speak fluent, if any, Klingon? Can you, Shane?
I know a few words.
But speak to us in Klingon.
Well, one wouldn't be appropriate to say here.
Say it.
Well, one is a patak, which is basically, it's a bad thing to call a guy.
Okay, what are the others?
There's a kapla, success, good luck. Then that's basically... Those are the only words I can tell you with true certainty, but why would I speak it fluently in real life? I don't know.
And Brad and, I guess, Matthew, do you think this should be Shane's theme song? And it is, in fact, White and Nerdy by Weird Al Yankovic.
No, because I hate that song.
Exactly, me too. Thank you.
It should be no theme song.
Thank you. Thank you.
But Shane is White to Nerdy.
Thank
I'm sure
you.
He is, but so am I. So,
and I hate the song too. So thank you, Matthew. Brad, what do you think?
Sure, why not?
No. I was gonna pick a theme song for myself before this, but I never got around to it.
Was it gonna be something by the Spice Girls?
No.
What was it gonna be? Something by Picard?
No.
Some Star Trek theme tune.
No,
was it
going to
be Klingons on the starboard bow? Starboard bow, starboard bow.
No.
That would have been a good song.
No. If anybody wants to see my Star Trek library of everything, YouTube stuff, just go to delicious.shade1288/YouTube. You can see pretty much any YouTube video I like there. Data, Captain Picard, and Worf say Gilbert and Sullivan. Oh, a video has been removed by the user. Too bad. Anyways, yes, we should be moving on now. That was from Mert Joint. Brad?
Mert Joint.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Shane and Brad, do you have an X-Fire account and do you know what it is? And that's from Vansman2323. Shane?
Yeah, I know what an X-Fire account is. Ooh. Brad, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I know what an X-Fire account is. I think I might have one, but I don't use it, because I really don't need another way for people to try and find me.
Yeah, I have... It's like a messaging client, but it also tracks how long you've been playing certain games. So it says, you know, how much of your life you've wasted per week and then of all time.
Yeah. I'm not going to be using that because I don't need another way for people to find me.
Yeah, I used to use it, but I don't anymore. I don't really know anybody who uses it regularly.
The Steam client is good enough for Counter-Strike and everything. And besides, Steam's got quite a few games. Matter of fact, a few weeks ago, or recently, for that matter, they've acquired, what's it called? ID Bios. Games. So basically, Doom and everything is now on Steam.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you want to play Doom 3, just get it off Steamy.
Right.
So, Brad, how goes the Counter-Strike?
Crap. I was fair play at the RSBNB event the other week. We only had about 6 people. I was the worst.
And I was mildly distracted.
What by?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, because in that one round you were like 0 and 5, and even I was doing better than you.
Okay. Shane and Brad, do you think I should get a 30 gig or an 80 gig iPod video for my birthday next week? I'd like the 80 gig, but I might not have enough to have get it. Is it worth the money for it?
No.
Unless you have like a really, really, really humongous music collection, then just get the 30 gig one.
Don't buy an iPod now. These ones have been out for a while,
Don't buy one now, anyway. There's new ones coming out. And to be honest, 80 gig is too much. I've got 25 DVDs on my 30 gig one, and I've still got 10 gig of free space left. So you can fit plenty on a 30 gig one.
Yeah, don't buy one. And don't buy one.
I've got the entire first 5 seasons of Futurama on my video iPod, and I think it's only 30.
I thought you were going to say Star Trek or something.
No, Shane.
Yeah. Obviously.
Don't buy one, though, because these iPods that are out have been out for a long time, so they're due for a replacement. He says also congrats on the amazingly lucky clue. You can see a picture of that on the blog.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
It's shade.rsbb.com.
Oh, whatever. Okay, never mind. Next question.
That was from SkillPR100. Brad, you take this one.
Do you think achievement capes should have more abilities instead of a nifty emote and a temporary level boost? Any ideas? That's from Alex, a.k.a. Dark Spartes. Oh, no, sorry, he doesn't like that.
Dark Spartes.
I was just doing it to piss him off.
Okay.
Right. Don't think they should. Well, what else could they do?
I have an idea.
Well, to be honest, they kind of already have, because you are level 99.
Yeah, but in most skills you can't do anything at level 99.
Things like smithing, though, you get, like, what is it, 4 or 5 new rune items to smith at level 99.
Exactly, smithing is one. Want to hear my idea for farming and herb lore?
No, Shane, please. You just want to know if the skill capes, achievement capes, should have more abilities, not your crappy ideas.
Yes.
Tell us your idea for Herblore.
You should be able to make 4 potions, a 4-dose potion at level 99, because if you think about it, the amount of water in a filled vial is the same. The amount of water disappears when you put the herb and the ingredient in. So
it gets displaced, yes.
I think that you should be able to make 4-dose potions at 99 herb lore. At 99 farming, everything should survive.
No, because we've discussed this before, Shane, and we decided that even the best farmer could plant something in, and there could be awful weather, and it could die.
Well, Brad, this is a game. I mean, in the same way you could have smithing, like you always successfully smith iron when you're at 99. But
we've got a rant about that.
If you want the element of reality in having 99 and being able to I just think it's stupid. Your ideas are stupid, Shane. Next question.
But the point is, it is a game. It's not reality.
But it has to contain a certain degree of reality because it is an MMORPG and it's not like Aliens or something. The main protagonists in RuneScape are humans.
Hey. Just let me say two things and we'll move on. First off, I like a degree of reality in all my games. Reality in all my games.
Realty.
Yeah, reality, I can't really speak today, but I like a degree of reality in all my games. That's why I play Counter-Strike. RuneScape, sure, we could add a degree of reality in there, but think about it. It's a game. There's Captain Picard in RuneScape.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Moving on. Have you guys realized that the HAB organization is basically the Ku Klux Klan of RuneScape? Gamer 4250?
That's a bit of a stretched comparison, isn't it?
Isn't the Ku Klux Klan like murder black people or something?
Yes.
And the HAM organizations, they
just don't like. Is it
monsters? It's humans against monsters.
Yes.
So.
That's not really the same. It's not like really. If you're a black character, the HAM people attack you, is it?
No.
If you're a monster, they will attack you, possibly.
I think that's a bit of a stretch.
That is, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Moving onwards. Tech news a bit this week. Well, you guys remember our Skype problem last week?
Yes.
That was from Windows Update, apparently. Kind of funny about that. It says Skype has finished sleuthing and it's ready to report on conditions, which led to the company's discovering a flaw in its P2P networking code. Culprit, it turns out that the Skype's code wasn't prepared for a massive restart of PCs caused by the standard Windows patching process. So basically, what they're trying to do is blame Windows Update on their outage, when really it's their own fault for having crappy code that wasn't able to handle this. That's my rationale. Anyone else?
No. I mean, when you Windows update, not everyone updates all at exactly the same time, and it wasn't an update that forces a reboot, so...
I update mine manually.
I have mine automatically download, but then I choose when to install. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is it right for Skype to be blaming Microsoft?
Well, yes, because blaming Microsoft for stuff is always good.
Brad?
Yes, blame Microsoft. Kill the heretics.
Yeah, we might as well blame Microsoft, because otherwise we'd still be using the flying gizmo.
That was
a piece of crap, wasn't it?
That was bad quality last week.
I know. Like, one would think there's the option in Gizmo to change the audio input and output, but it didn't work. So that's why I wasn't able to do a full quality recording. God.
I think Skype does have some pretty advanced algorithms specifically for speech as well.
Skype just sounds completely clear, like we're in the same room together doing this. So yeah, I like Skype.
Shane, stop touching my leg.
Right. Yeah, well, we're not in the same room. We're in different countries. Three separate countries, as a matter of fact. Germany, England, and Berlin. I mean, Canada.
Berlin isn't a country.
I know. I messed that up. Anyways, moving on. Paramount DreamWorks dropping Blu-ray in favor of HD DVD. So I guess that means I need to get an HD DVD player now. Whenever I decide to move on to one of these new formats. Because we all know what TV show runs on Paramount.
Don't say anything.
Anyways, so Paramount and DreamWorks originally started off for HD DVD only before deciding to go both ways, have officially announced plans to be dropping Blu-ray. I don't know, for what it seems like, HD DVD is the one that's winning to me.
I think HD DVD... I've kind of been rooting for HD DVD since the beginning, to be honest, because I hate Sony.
Yeah, but then... I don't know.
There are new HD DVDs as well that are triple A that can fit 51 gig on them.
I think that if if both formats are going to continue to battle it out until the next format comes along, I really think the only answer is a dual format player.
They do exist.
Yeah, because everybody has things that will be on both. Because everybody watches some Fox and some Paramount, and those are on both different formats. The Fox is on the Blu-ray, and Paramount is on the HD DVD. I know.
Well, a lot of people still don't have HD TVs and things.
I know, so exactly. I know I don't.
I don't either.
So, I'm not in a rush for that. I'm still fine with my normal DVDs. Rat, do you have an HD TV?
No.
No?
No, okay. I do not.
Does anybody know if there's Blu-ray players for Blu-ray or HD DVD players you can get and put in your computer yet?
Yeah, there are.
Okay.
There's actually a company that puts them in Macs as well, and you can get just dedicated drives for both.
And you can't burn them yet, I don't think, right?
You can burn them, yeah.
Oh, really? Disc is probably like $50 or something. Okay, time for some applications that you have picked for us that are supposed to be interesting for the majority of people listening to this show. So we will start, and before we start, I will mention that I do have a full list of applications, some that were removed from our original, creative process, let's say. So let us...
There will be the Informer article as well.
Okay. So when you talk about an application, be sure to say what it does, where to get it, and whatnot, price. And I assume they're all free of spyware, adware, everything?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I use all of them, and I haven't had any problems yet, so...
Okay, let's begin.
First is Taskbar Shuffle. Shane will give a link to that at the end. And it basically just lets you move items around your taskbar. I mean, normally you can't move the items other than in those groups that Windows XP does, but they're a bit rubbish. But Taskbar Shuffle lets you just drag and drop, like you can drag and drop tabs in Firefox and Opera.
Okay. And I assume it works on both Vista and XP?
I'm not sure about Vista, but it does work on XP.
Okay. And next?
Next one's Rocket Dock. This was in an Informer article a while back. Which is basically just, you can use it like a quick launch bar, or you can make it act like a full Mac OS X dock with minimizing things to it and everything. It turns out to be really useful just as a kind of quick launch bar at the side or the top.
I don't know. I've always had a problem with docks on Windows interfering with full screen games and everything. Have you tested anything like that?
No, I haven't, but I'd imagine... Most full screen games kind of cancel them, just kind of because the full screen game's completely on top, isn't it?
I don't know. I had a problem once before with some dock, but I've just been that dock. I think it was like YZ dock or something back in the day. I don't know.
Awesome. Next one. This is actually three. They're all made by the same developer, and it's Qt toolbar, Qt tab bar, and Qt address bar, and the first one, the toolbar, it adds a little toolbar to Windows Explorer, and you can kind of have quick search within results like you can in Mac OS X Finder.
And Vista.
The tab bar just adds a little tab bar, and you can put it anywhere in Windows Explorer, and you can have multiple Explorer things open in one window instead of having a million windows open. And then the Qt address bar breaks up the address bar. Like in Windows Vista, you've got the little triangles and it breaks up the address so you can kind of click on different parts of it and go back or up in the levels. That just adds that functionality to XP.
Interesting. So basically what most of these will do is they'll add some of the functionality that exists in Windows Vista to XP if you don't have Vista but would like something like that. Okay?
Yeah.
And next...
Next is the UX theme patcher, which is it's a bit of a hack to get around the restriction that Microsoft has set. The restriction at the moment is that you can't use non-Microsoft themes on Windows XP. And so the UX theme patcher just replaces a system DLL. And you still have all the functionality and there are no problems or anything, but it allows you to use those third-party themes as well. And you can get some really good ones from DeviantArt in places.
Yeah, that is a great little thing to have. I've used it in the past, and really makes it easier to add those themes that you might find around there without having to install something complicated like window blinds or some other thing.
Yeah, you get those scrollable splash screens as well with window blinds, yes. Whereas it's still built into Windows with this.
Yeah. Okay.
Next is VLC Player, which is basically just a media player that plays everything. Instead of having to muck around with codecs and download them and everything, and I mean, I've tried playing DVDs in Windows Media Player before and not having any sound because it didn't have the sound codec, but it just works fine in VLC, and you can get around things like CSS encryption and region codes as well on DVDs.
And I noticed they have a Mac version and Linux version, so I'm assuming this is open source.
It is. It's open source, and it's available in about 10 different platforms, various Unixes and Linuxes and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that I might have to look into that, because I've had a few things that didn't work and everything, but okay.
Next is 7-Zip. Which is basically just a file compression program. It makes little menus in the right-click menu of Explorer, so you can quickly compress and decompress things. And instead of, things like the RAR and GunZip archives and whatever, they don't work in Windows XP. It just appears as an unknown file. 7-Zip will unzip all of them, and it will zip them to GZ or 7-Zip, which is a lot better than just basic Windows Zip.
Yes. So it could... It extracts the gzip and rars, but can it also make rar at gzip?
It can't make rars, but it can make gzs and tars and 7-zips, and it can extract rars and 7-zips and gzs and cpios and rpms and debs and loads of things.
So basically anything you could think of that is
pretty much
open protocol or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next we have...
Next is TaskSwitch XP. Which is a replacement for Alt-Tab. Normally with Alt-Tab, you press Alt-Tab and you keep pressing it over and over again until you get the window that you want, and then you just release and it goes to that window in Windows. This one, you press Alt-Tab once and you can move your mouse. Move your mouse, just click on a window. Though you can also have window previews within Alt-Tab, which is really useful. Kind of gives... It's not the same kind of functionality as Exposé in macOS.
Yeah.
But it does prove very useful.
I've been looking for one of those on Windows, and there's just nothing that comes close to it, because that Exposé feature is just such a great, easy thing to use.
I think there is one for Windows Vista, and I had a look at one for Windows XP, but it just broke.
And then there's that joke, that Rolodex thingamajig in Vista. I really don't understand that.
Oh, Flip 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not useful at all.
Okay. The TaskSwitch XP, and last one is...
Last is QuickMonth. Those of you who did decide to install Ubuntu Linux when I made that guide will know that when you click on the date and time, you get a tiny little calendar pop-up for this month, for the month that you're in. And it shows you what day and everything, and that's just something that does exactly the same thing in Windows XP.
Sounds...
You just click on the date time, and you get a tiny little calendar down the bottom.
Sounds good. I know that's something that I also would use and everything, because right now on OS X I have a dashboard widget for calendar, because I just never could figure out when will be 1 week from now, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and everything.
For Mac OS X, you can get the same kind of functionality with a program called Magical, which is what I use.
I've heard of that before.
You just click on the time and you get the same kind of thing.
Okay, that sounds good. So we will have a full list of PDF of the full list, including links and some other ones that we didn't talk about on here on the show notes. And that is it for the tech segment of today.
Brad can wake up.
On to the rants.
Hello.
I think the first rant is for you, Brad.
Okay. I find this concept quite hilarious. I'm talking about the way in which people come up to you and follow you whilst exclaiming, "I'll buy your simi." I like comparing things to the real world, and I find it hard to imagine this happening nearer to home. Can you imagine that you've just bought some new trousers or a new shirt? Oh, I see where this is going. And someone who looks fairly peculiar, okay, maybe not, is following you while shouting, "I'll buy your shirt, mate." And then when you tell them that it isn't for sale and gradually speed up your pace of walk, they continue following you, telling you that they will do you a good deal. Maybe a lawnmower and their neighbor's wife. In exchange for the new necklace you bought for your birthday. I know some people will probably say, "Well, this game isn't like the real life, so what do you expect?" And I agree with them to a certain extent. Obviously, you wouldn't step out of your front door to see Johnny slaying a dust devil with the new choice of weapon. Right, but the social aspects are still the same. You still hold conversations with people. Most of these involve basic manners which you use in real life. Anyway, I decided to write it down, and I find this quite funny. I'm sure you're the only one. And maybe next time you ask someone whether... Damn it! Not whether, weather, weather the weather. The person's obviously shit at grammar. You could purchase their rune boots or bronze dagger. You will think of this and let out a small inward chuckle. Let me know what I think. What you think.
I think he's right. You wouldn't exactly go up to someone and say, "Oi, can I have your shirt?" But
unless you were that way inclined.
Game is different, but these people are annoying and they probably should stop.
I know.
It's because it's the veil of the internet. Sure, when we walk down the street, we see somebody in a car that we like or in clothes that we like, and we'd like to have them. But because if we were to go up to them and say, "Mate, can I have that?" it would make us look foolish, and it would probably make us feel foolish.
Have you ever seen someone wearing some clothes you'd like?
Of course. Haven't you seen somebody with a shirt on or some jeans and thought, "Wow, that's a really nice shirt, pair of jeans. I'd like to wear that."
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, sorry, I forgot you don't leave the house.
No. So, would you have asked them for it?
No, but that's what I'm saying. You don't ask, but you think it. You think, "I'd like that." Everybody must have seen somebody with a car they like, or maybe with, I don't know, everybody must have seen, of course, it's jealousy, but if you saw that thing on RuneScape, I'm just turning into a flat ramble now, so I hope people can understand what I mean. You just don't say it.
I know.
Think it.
On the internet, everything is for sale.
That's true.
And sometimes everything people think on the internet, they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I think we all get the point of that one. And in this problem in RuneScape, for instance, you know, I'll admit I was trying to figure out what this outfit was that I saw once. I figured it out by use of the knowledge database. That's what a sensible person will do. You don't say, "Hey, you, what are you wearing?" You know.
But I think if you asked in a polite way, they have no reason to look down on you for it.
Ask what
item they're wearing.
Yeah, like there's nothing wrong with that, I say, hey?
Or where did you get it?
Well, yeah, it's kind of obvious.
If you can't be bothered to look on the fan sites, though, then I think they have a certain right to look down on you.
I haven't gone to...
But it's difficult, though, if you just see something with an item on, because some items look the same, and say to them, "Where did you get that item?"
I haven't gone to another fan site in months. I just use a knowledge database.
Well, yeah, there is the knowledge database as well, but, I mean, for things like quest guides, and...
I use our own quest guides that we get. Because we have to test them, you know? If you want to submit guides, just create a forum account at forums.rsbb.com and visit the submissions form. We need your submissions. Okay, next rat. Excuse the advertisement. Matthew, please.
Oh, okay. The problem. I do quite a bit of iron smithing, and it is all right smithing experience as a good source of income. What I'm ranting on is the fact that you always have a 50% chance of smelting an iron ore without a ring of forging. It doesn't matter if you just got 15 smithing or if you're a level 99 smith. If you go to cook something, your cooking level determines whether or not you burn it or not. You fail to cook the food less as your level increases. If you go thieving, you may notice as your level grows, so does your stealthiness. You fail to pickpocket something less as your level grows. This goes with a lot of other skills as well, such as hunter, agility, fire making, and farming. Runecrafting could be included due to combination builds. Runes, not sure though. However, even at level 82 smithing, I still failed to smelt iron ore at the same rate I did when I was a level 15 smith. I think I know a little bit more about smelting iron by now. Rings of forging allow me to never fail while smelting iron, but they don't come cheap. I understand these. I could obtain these myself, but this takes some time. Time I could be using smelting. The solution? It's really quite simple. At level 15 smithing, you have a 50% chance of successfully smelting the ore. Every level you gain after that will add a 0.625% chance of successfully smelting the ore. Shane, could you have a look what level 99 would be?
That is, he says it would be like 100%.
Does it? The formula looks like this. I forget the formula. Where N represents your level of smithing, Y represents, this will make it so that every 40 levels you have a 25% less chance of failing to smelt the ore. So basically at level 55 you have a 75% chance to smelt the ore. When you get to 95 you will always smelt the ore. This eliminates the need for rings of forging for high level smiths. Thanks for reading my rant.
For the record, at level 99 you have a 102.5% chance of smelting the ore.
I frankly think this is a rubbish rant, because the reason you don't smelt the ore is because the ore is impure. Whether you're a good smith or not, sometimes the ore you'll get will be impure, whereas if you, as your thieving goes up, you
but
do get...
But it's just a game!
Yeah, but you were arguing this plain point earlier, Brad.
I know I have that argument, but you said to me when I was saying about farming that it's just a game, so surely the same logic applies here.
Yeah, I know it probably should, but never mind.
But in real life... There are certain refineries that are able to get more ore out of a piece of whatever they mine, you know? Because certain refineries are better.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the ore. It's not the skill. I mean, you can only get a certain amount of ore out of... You can only get a certain amount of iron out of a piece of ore because it's only got a certain amount of iron in it.
Well, if we want to be 100% realistic here with every ore having... going to be having this issue all the time, why don't we add the 50% rule to all the ores? To all the bars, like steel, mithril,
there's a point, yeah.
Addy, rude.
We should, but I don't know, I think you could probably go along with his rant, but I don't like the idea of you always smelting the ore, even at like a high level like 95.
I'm for real life, and making the game as real as possible, but I actually think this would be a good idea.
No, I don't.
Why?
No, it just sounds stupid. It's too much of... I mean, oh, come on, the fact you only smelt iron 50% of the time, I'm sure that, you know, really keeps you awake at night.
Some people it does. Some people it does.
Maybe change it so that it's 75% at level 99. That's still better, but sometimes you still have impure iron.
Yeah, well, sometimes my seeds just die, you know?
Yeah.
When they really shouldn't. I think there's something wrong with them, but that's a topic for another discussion as well. I don't know. I like the idea, but would it add too much, what's the word? Would it make smithing too easy? I'm wondering.
Well, to be honest, most people above level 40 or so don't do much iron. The money's all in steel.
Yeah, but iron, like, the true way to make money with smithing is iron knives. But what I'm wondering is, for people that are going for 99 smithing from 95, is how many of them are going to be doing iron, you know? Because that could make it too easy for them.
A lot of those people do steel because it's very fast experience.
Yeah,
you do get some money from it. I mean, if you buy coal at, what is it, 150, 200
no,
each?
Somewhere in there. I don't know what it is anymore.
And then buy iron for 80 or 90 or whatever it is.
Each,
you still gain a fair amount of profit when you sell your steel bars at 600.
Yeah.
Or 550.
I don't know. I like smithing as a skill, but it's always just too expensive for me. Like, I have other things like Project Greed that I'd rather deal with than spending my money on smithing. You know what I mean? I'm sure you guys would rather go farming than smithing. Right, Brad?
No, I'd just rather not play the damn game at all.
Matthew, what's your farming level?
10. I prefer
our farming levels combined are lower than yours.
I was only a member for 2 months, Shane. I didn't do much. I mean, I did quite a bit of fletching and things, but I didn't do much farming.
Okay, that's the end of rants for today. I've still got my plugged ear and a bit of a cough, so let's wrap this one up with other things. So, RSB&B events this weekend, Wilderness Month. We are going to be going to the Wilderness. The first event on Saturday is King and Plaque Dragon Hunting. And the event on Sunday is Wilderness Bounty Hunting, where you have to kill one of our events crew members. First person to find him and kill him wins a prize. So be there, check the forum title, or check the forum topic for more information. Okay. The wire is near. Brad, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I normally don't like going public with things before it happens, but I think I'm going to make an exception in this case. But what?
Shane, what? We all support you. And we're not going to think any different of you when you tell us this.
What are you talking about?
Never mind,
Shane,
go ahead.
Shane, you have to close it.
Yeah, I was trying to aim for that, but I don't think so.
No. No, as I was saying, I don't like going public with things until it's time. I like them to be a surprise, but it's been bothering me since the end of April that I couldn't talk about this once this thing started in planning, and since it actually got on the road with the design process, the web process, and now it's almost ready to come alive. The wire
is near. You're talking about
near.
Making my birthday card for this year.
No, your birthday is December 13th.
But you might have started making it already.
Maybe. By the way, December 13th, 2002, Star Trek Nemesis came out.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, David. So what is the wire?
Well, you guys have always... We all know there's the... You guys, you read the blogosphere topic in the sandbox, right?
I made it.
Okay. Well, it's sticky. People add their blogs to it. Let's just say... Blogs are going to be obsolete for RuneScape things. RuneScape things, unless you want to write a huge essay about this. Now, I'm sure most of you guys, some of you guys have heard of Twitter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see the point.
Basically, what we have done, a creative team, three people, started off with an idea for Mushroom Queen in April. Jeff and I, we've come together to put together this thing called RuneWire, which is essentially a microblog for RuneScape. So basically, anybody on RSVNB will be able to get one of these microblogs, and the point is just to say, answer the question, what are you doing in RuneScape? So let's say you log in, you could say, going to cut you logs, working towards 99 woodcutting, and then upload a screenshot, and it's at the beginning, phase one. More features will be coming in phases two and three, so just watch out for them. More interesting things. I can tell you two of the main features that will be coming, one in phase two, one in phase three. One will be a friends list, and the second one will be feed integration, if you want to bring in your feed from another blog or something like that. But there will also be more coming that I really don't want to get too much into right now. But by the time you're hearing this, or maybe a bit after, this will have gone live, and you'll be able to see more about it on the forums, forums.rsbnb.com. Actual domain for this is runewire.rsbnb.com. It's restricted right now, but, as we're recording this, if you guys are trying to access it, but it will be up by the time this show is up, or a slight bit after. We just have a few more tidy things to do, and then we'll launch beta mode, which... will be a bit restricted because in the beginning we only want people who are going to use it and who know how to submit bug reports. So yes, that's what I've been holding in for so long. It just feels so good to get out, you know?
Well, like when you need to go to the toilet for ages and ages and you finally get to go.
Yes, exactly like that, Brad.
What?
Just the way you said it, I've been holding it in for so long, and now it's out. It feels so good.
I haven't. Okay, I'm not gonna touch that one. I'm not gonna.
I didn't ask you. Oh.
What? I'm not gonna discuss about that anymore. So, what have we been doing?
Nothing.
You haven't gone out or anything?
Of course I've gone out. I've just not really done much.
Okay. Matthew?
I got my A-level results, but not much else.
Did you pass?
Yeah.
Brad?
Except one exam, but I don't care.
I haven't
about.
Got my results yet.
Oh.
See, haven't you?
No. I imagine if they were released today...
If they
were released today, I imagine they would have been posted today or yesterday, so I'll probably get them tomorrow or sometime earlier the week.
And if you disappear, we know you failed.
Oh, yes.
Counter-Strike.
Oh, yes.
My only
excuse is that the server, the latency on the servers we go on is so high that I'm crap.
Yeah. And 96 farming for me at shade.rsbnb.com. Okay.
Think in a different box.wordpress.com.
And of course, saidbybrad.com.
Yeah.
I think we're done for this week, so with that being said, this has been RSBNB Update 114 with Brad, Matthew, and Shane. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.